Hey, thanks so much for joining us as we continue our daily devotions together. I hope you had a great Easter as you celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you know what? Every day is Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus every day. Had a great time going through the Relent series with you guys. And now we want to continue going through, picking up with the names of God. There's so many things we can learn from the names of God. So we were doing this before Lent and now back at the names of God. So let's think today, we're in the New Testament, and let's think of this name for Jesus, the Lamb of God. We see it in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, he, that's John the Baptist, saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." So in the Old Testament, the Israelites were given some specific instructions. They were to sacrifice a lamb, spread it on the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. They were to eat the lamb as their last meal before leaving Egypt. You remember when God delivered the nation of Israel from Egypt, sacrificed the lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, eat the lamb as the last meal. In that final plague on Pharaoh, rather, the angel of death swept through the land, killing all the firstborn, but he passed over the houses where the lamb, where the blood was on the doorpost. The Passover became a yearly remembrance in Israel. So centuries later, John introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God. Jesus was God's one-time-for-all-time sacrifice of deliverance. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Paul exhorts, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." So when we apply Christ's work on the cross to our lives, we are freed from the slavery of sin and death. Jesus, our Passover lamb, gives us the right to become children of God and protects us from death, the final enemy. Because of Jesus, we're going to pass from death to life. One commentator says it this way: Lamb of God combines in one descriptive term the concepts of innocence, voluntary sacrifice, substitutionary atonement, effective obedience, and redemptive power like that of the Passover lamb. And that's exactly what Jesus has done for us, right? The perfect voluntary sacrifice, our substitute on the cross. He was obedient to death, even death on a cross, and his death purchases us from the slavery to sin. Jesus is our Passover lamb. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb. Thank you that Jesus voluntarily went to the cross so that we can live. Thank you that Jesus died as our substitute and his death provides the atonement for our sin. Thank you that through the death of Jesus, we have been redeemed. We've been purchased from the slavery of sin. Thank you for the Lamb of God. And we pray in his name. Amen.